الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد my brothers and sisters, we are looking at the issue of taqwa wal ihsan. And yesterday we started that with the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ تَقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people who have taqwa and with the people who do ihsan. Now taqwa, as we know, is the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, which is based on one single point of focus, which is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be displeased with me. Taqwa is the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And this extends to every aspect of a person's life, whether it is that aspect is of a religious nature, or whether it's social, or it is political, or it is administrative, or it's domestic, or it is public or private. Every aspect of a person's life, of a Muslim's life, if it is lived with this intention, with this concern, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must not be displeased with me, then this person is a muttaqi, inshallah. And every aspect relates to every aspect. For example, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever you like, whatever you need, even if it is a shoelace. Now think about this, why does he give an example of a shoelace? He could have said even if it's a topi, or even if it is a turban or something, it is shoelace. Because even something which is not only small, but which is considered to be, I'm not saying degrading or something, but I mean it's a shoelace. I mean, what's so significant? It's absolutely insignificant something. Even with that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not ask anyone other than Allah. Ask only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it is a need which is as small as a broken shoelace. So therefore, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the number one, the first and the last, the only concern of the believer. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those. Now about this taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the people who have taqwa, one of the many benefits, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two benefits. Both of them primarily are concerned with the life of this dunya. They obviously also have concern, or they are concerned with the life of the akhirah, but definitely with the life of the dunya. One is help in times of need, extraction from difficulties, removal of masaib and musibah, all kinds of problems, all kinds of trials and tribulations and difficulties and calamities of this world. When we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ, the one who has taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, Allah will remove him from his difficulties. So the condition of getting the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you are in difficulty is what? Is to have taqwa. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him rizq from sources that he cannot even imagine. Not only will Allah provide rizq, but Allah will provide rizq from sources that he cannot even imagine. Which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking the provision of rizq out of the purview of the effort of the individual. Because obviously, if rizq is coming to you or me from our normal sources, you know, our businesses and employment and this and that, these are not sources we cannot imagine. Of course we can imagine that. We are working in that. But let's say, no, not from here. From here what may come. But I will provide you from sources that you cannot even imagine. So if you cannot even imagine a source, obviously you are not working in that direction. You could not have been. Logically it's not possible, right? You can't be working in a direction which you cannot even imagine. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I will provide you rizq from a source that you cannot even imagine. For whom? The one who has taqwa. وَيَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Now, that is the reason why Rasulullah in a hadith, Rasulullah mentioned the meaning of which is, he said that when a person has taqwa, and that person is content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather together, will consolidate and gather together the person's heart and that person's rizq. So the person will not only get this rizq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him. Allah will make it like ikram from him jalla jalaluhu. It will come to you without effort. It will come to you with izzah. It will come to you with love and affection and with honor. You don't have to run behind it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person will get rizq even if he doesn't want it. Yeah? Who? The one who has taqwa. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who is not content with what Allah has written for him, and a person who concerns himself with the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will scatter his heart and will scatter his rizq. And then at the end of that, now when he scattered his rizq, what does it mean? It means that this person is tiring himself out, exhausting himself in running behind this. So day and night he is, you know, there's no time. He's running here, running there. This deal, that deal. And this, in the middle of that, this goes wrong. He's trying to fix that, and that one goes wrong, and he's trying to fix that, and all kinds of things. In the middle of all that, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and yet he will get only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for him. So at the end of all this running around, he is not going to get 1 cent more. He will still get only what Allah has written for him. But the, how will he get it? With his heart scattered and with his wrist scattered. And that is the reason why you find that the number of suicides, in one of my lectures, I don't know which one it was, but I remember doing this research of celebrity suicides. So it's interesting. You just go to Google and then type this celebrity suicide. You will see the number of people who have committed suicide. And the beauty of that is, I mean, if you can call it beauty, it is that all of these people were people who are extremely wealthy. They're not just talking about, you know, normal wealth like what you and I may consider to be. This is, we are talking about serious money. We are talking about very, very wealthy people, yet they committed suicide. And people with a huge popularity, with a global presence, with a, you know, face recognized anywhere in the world and all kinds of things. But they committed suicide. How does a person get into such a state of despair that he is committing suicide? Whereas alhamdulillah, you find that Muslims who are living even in conditions of enormous stress and enormous trials and tribulations, you find they don't commit suicide. They may die, I mean, that's a different issue, but they do not commit suicide. Take all the people, the Syrian people who are refugees, who imagine the traveling, you know, how are they, Allah only knows what kind of difficulties they are going through. But we don't hear that they are committing suicide. And that is because of the iman in the heart. The man does not, or the woman does not fall into despair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, despair is for the unbeliever. The one who despairs of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Allah said, do not despair of the mercy of Allah, no matter what. And that happens because the person is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he or she has taqwa. So taqwa saves you from despair, so taqwa saves you from suicide. And this is because of the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, which is primary and supreme. So the person who has taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will gather his rizq, will make him content. So what do you see? You see that this person, in terms of absolute money, he may not have, you know, you count the numbers, it may not be there. But you find the person is living a life of grace. He's happy, he's content, his family is happy. The person is saved from all kinds of, you find the person doesn't fall ill and they don't have accidents and they don't have all kinds. Now imagine, all of this is minallahi ta'ala, right? So we say, well, you must take out health insurance. Sure, health insurance is not haram, so by all means take it out. But how about good health, where you don't need the insurance? That doesn't come from the insurance company. That comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Insurance company, at best, what does it do? If you fall ill, they pay the bill. And, you know, part of the bill, and it's all a big game anyway. But as I said, since it is not haram, You can take out health insurance, nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying, how about going a step further and saying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep me in a situation where I don't need health insurance. If I don't fall sick, I don't need health insurance. What do I need it for? I don't need it. Now, this comes from taqwa min Allah ta'ala. So we have to connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu said, your risk is like your death. It has been written for you. And until you get the last drop of that, the last grain of that, you will not die. He said, your death and your risk are written for you. And he said, your risk chases you like your death chases you. And it will reach you like your death will reach you. The meaning of the hadith, I mean, these are not his words, but the meaning of the hadith, he said, it will reach you like your death reaches you. No matter where you are. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that risk until the last grain, until the last drop, in a state of good health, insha'Allah al-Musta'an. Because it is also possible to get that risk intravenously. It is possible to get it through a Ryle's tube in an ICU. We don't want that. We want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's risk to come to us in good health, alhamdulillah, where we eat it and we drink it and we make sugar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till the last day, till the last moment, insha'Allah. But this is where, that is the reason why the concern of the muttaqi is not the risk. The concern of the muttaqi is the source of this risk, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. That is the concern. The concern is not the material, the means. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with me, how can I not have risk? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised this. وَيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجَعَلَّهُ مَخْرَجَ وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. The means, the things for it, who knows? I'm not concerned with that. I will make effort. I'm not saying sit at home and do nothing. No, of course you must make effort. But there is a difference between making effort and making effort in a way where everything else is now scattered. You ask the person, why are you not praying? Oh, I have no time. Why don't you go to the masjid? I have no time. How come, when was the last time you sat and had a decent conversation with your parents? Neither he can remember nor the parents can remember. Living in the same house. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. This is the reality, sadly, of our own homes today. Grown children, they do not even see the face of their parents one time a day. When they come, when they go, where they go, I'm not saying they're doing anything haram. No, they're good children. But when they come, it's like, a whole bunch of people staying in a hotel. Each one comes in his own time, he takes out food from the fridge or the servants will feed him and he goes away and she goes away and she comes and she goes and parents will come and parents will go and no one even, it's like people living in a hotel. Now, what is the difference between a hotel and a home, for God's sake? I mean, really, seriously, we have to examine our lives. How have we made our lives so literally miserable? I mean, I don't call this anything else. Huh? That's why the other day I said, at least make this a rule in your house to say that one meal a day, we will all sit together as a family and we will eat, inshallah. And you will not eat unless everybody is there. So make sure whatever you are doing, you are not running this, world. So come home, eat that meal, then you go do whatever. Sit everyone, sit together, alhamdulillah. And look at the faith. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to look at your father and to look at your mother with love and respect is ibadah. What kind of deprivation is this? Parents are alive, but you have no time for your own parents. May Allah have mercy on us. But that's because of this. Because our hearts have been scattered. There is no taqwa in the heart. So the heart has been scattered. So you're running around like a madman. Like animals run behind prey in the forest. But at the end of the day, you will get only what has been written for you. Nothing more will come in any case. So by all means, make effort, make reasonable effort, but keeping the primary purpose, which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind, and then watch the fun. Your risk will come to you, with izzah, will come to you with barakah, will come to you with khair, inshallah, musta'an. You don't have to run behind anything. That will come to you. Don't reduce yourself where you are running behind. Allah made you ashraful makhlukat. Allah made you the best of His creation. Why do you run behind something which is worse than you? Let that thing come to you. And it will come. It will come with great khair, insha'Allah. And I'm not making this promise. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this promise. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand the importance of taqwa and how taqwa is related to everything else in our lives. Wa sallallahu ala nabil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahmat rahim.